In Melbourne, a former photojournalist is suing the Age newspaper for damages over what she says is the unravelling of her life after she covered the first anniversary of the 2002 Bali bombings. The Supreme Court was told that the woman's mental health began to deteriorate after she worked on a series of stories about victims killed in the attack. Her lawyers are claiming that the newspaper breached its duty of care by failing to provide a safe workplace. Alison Caldwell reports.
The brother of the former senior photojournalist told the Supreme Court that his sister once typified a professional, a self-confident and very able person. He said she lived for the job and was never without a camera. The woman can't be identified and nor can her brother. He told the court his Walkley Award-winning sister showed no psychological problems until around 2005, 2 years after she worked on a series of stories about victims of the Bali bombing and their families on the first anniversary of the attack. The court was told her mental health started to deteriorate after photographing the families, many of them in Sydney. She alleges she was greatly affected by their grief. Over a four-year period, it's claimed her psychological health deteriorated to the extent that she now suffers from post-traumatic stress, anxiety and extreme depression. It's alleged the Age newspaper was negligent in failing to provide a safe workplace, failing to recognise the risks or act on the signs. The newspaper is being sued for an estimated $1 million in loss of earnings. It's claimed the Age should have known of the risks associated with the coverage of disasters and should have had a best practice peer support program in place. Following a successful career spanning 20 years, she was sacked in 2007 after 2 years off on sick leave. Her brother told the court she began to withdraw and soon became distraught, anxious and distressed, drinking too much alcohol and self-harming, including thoughts of suicide. For its part, the newspaper denies negligence. Lawyers for the Age newspaper told the court that in 2003, the newspaper was at the forefront of staff care and had an employees' assistance program in place. Referring to a medical report from 2005, the defence team said it indicates the woman suffered mood disorders. The defence will argue other problems in her life were escalating, including a deterioration in her eyesight and her ongoing role as a carer for her partner, who has bipolar disorder. The court was told a peer support program wouldn't have made any difference to the plaintiff. Former Age senior journalist Gary Tippett was subpoenaed to give evidence on behalf of the photojournalist. He told the court the Age newspaper had no peer support program in place and that his own attempts to introduce one were ignored. Asked if the Age had promoted peer support, Gary Tippett said no, there was plenty of talk, but it never really eventuated. Bruce Shapiro is with the Dart Center for Journalism and Trauma at Columbia University in New York. He says the court case could be an international landmark.
This is the first case that I'm aware of a journalist going to an employer and saying, you have a specific duty of care around trauma exposure. You have a specific duty of care to journalists who have covered repeated difficult assignments at a time when you had information about the possibility of PTSD and the importance of trauma support.
The court case is expected to take up to 5 weeks.
Alison Caldwell.